It was a hot, sticky summer, Philadelphia, 1978. On August 23rd, Joe and Pamela Bryant welcomed in their new baby boy to the world. They named him after the famous beef of Kobe, Japan. Saw it on a menu. The name stuck. He was Kobe. Kobe wanted to be like his dad, Joe. Jelly Bean. Professional basketball player, only Kobe was better. In fact, Kobe was obsessed with being the best. He graduated high school in 1996, Lower Merion High School in Pennsylvania, and went straight to the NBA. In fact, he was the first guard ever to go straight from high school to the NBA. See, the Lakers worked out a deal with the Charlotte Hornets. Trade Vlade Divac to Charlotte for the 13th overall pick in the first round of the draft. That pick was Kobe Bryant. Who knew that Kobe would spend his entire career 20 seasons with the Lakers? Kobe was teamed with new Lakers Shaquille O'Neal, and they won three NBA championships together. Kobe was an instant success. He won the NBA Slam Dunk Contest his rookie year. He was an 18-time All-Star, a 15-time All-NBA, 12-time All-NBA defensive team, 2-time MVP, 3rd on the all-time scoring list in NBA history. And his greatest night, he scored 81 points in one game versus Toronto Raptors in 2006. Well, Shaq left the Lakers and Kobe stayed. And Kobe and the Lakers won two more NBA titles, 5 in all for Kobe in 20 seasons. You know, the NBA has a baton they pass from its great players to great players. Magic and Bird passed the baton to Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan passed the baton to Kobe. And now Kobe passes the baton to maybe Steph Curry. Bottom line is, Kobe Bryant was the player you wanted to take the shot with the game on the line. Forget the numbers. He was the one you wanted to take the shot with the game on the line. And so tonight, may it be a fitting way to go out. Lakers down by 2. Clock ticking away. Kobe splashes down a fadeaway 3 for the win. Thanks, Kobe, for 20 incredible seasons. Kobe Bryant, you are the greatest Laker of all time.
Danny?
I'm here.
You okay?
I'll be fine.
That's excellent, Todd.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, that was amazing. Yeah. Even I moved, and I don't care about basketball.
I'm all wet.
Don't drip all over your Lakers jersey.
Yeah. Hey, listen, man, I will not make fun. The connection that we as fans put on these players that we love, and they give us so much joy. So I completely get it. So Danny and Mikey will be in attendance tonight at the Staples Center watching what is the last game for one of the very greatest basketball players, one of the greatest sportsmen to play the game of basketball.